We're on the telephone today with Dr. Leroy Sweck from DuPont Pioneer, and Dr. Sweck will be concluding a long career in agronomy and corn research this week, as he'll be retiring on March 20th. Leroy, let's talk about your career, and you were telling me that you've been involved in agronomy pursuits for, 50 years now?
Well, close to that, yes. We've been involved in various aspects of testing and evaluation of crops for a long time. I was in an extension research position with the University of Nebraska here at Clay Center, Nebraska, did variety testing there, and then went to industry kind of almost doing the same thing except targeting company-developed products to be tested and evaluated in lots of different environments and using different production practices and so forth. And so probably encompassing roughly 35 to 38 years in terms of that type of activity, and then a few more years in another role at a different university.
And most recently as a research scientist for DuPont Pioneer at the York Research Station in Nebraska. So let's talk about some of the highlights of your career. I guess some of the things that you've accomplished, things that you've seen happen over the years that you're most proud of.
Well, you know, it's interesting when one thinks back on it. When we started to do some of the variety testing and so forth, we were hand planting. All right, so we would plant kernels in hills to evaluate corn hybrids, and so the evolution and development of mechanization in regards to research activities has been a really major advancement. And basically because crop development, corn hybrid development is a numbers game, the more plots that you can do, the more data you can generate, the better decisions you make in terms of hybrid advancement and potential commercialization of products. And so that has been a really big change in the last 40 years in terms of doing research on a much more expanded scale. And as an example, at the York Station, we probably generate now somewhere around 3 million data points in a year. And when I started out here in the fall of 1997, we probably were hard-pressed to develop maybe 500,000 data points. That just kind of illustrates the scale of expansion that has occurred in the research and development area with regard to the major crops.
So a lot more mechanization has allowed you to do a lot more as far as quantity is concerned, but I know from some experience in the seed business, it's still a lot of very hands-on work that has to be done out in the field.
Oh, yeah, for sure. One of the key things to be able to allow us to do this expansion that mechanization provided was also the computerization, the development of the data analysis tools, not only software but hardware, has allowed us to do that much more research. And still, at the basics of it, though, is that hand pollination work that is done in the nurseries, and that we have a lot of help needed to do that, because that's a individual plant by individual plant type activity. And so even though we've mechanized and we've computerized and so forth, there's still the human element and lots of helpers and lots of hands needed to make those self-pollinations and crosses and so forth.
Doing some reading on your background, I noticed that you did a lot of work with brittle snap tolerance, and that really, as I understand it, kind of came to a head in 1993 with what was experienced in the Western Corn Belt with brittle snap or green snap. And it sounds like a lot of progress has been made in those 20 years or so.
Yes. One of the highlights, I think, of Pioneer overall is an extremely aggressive characterization of products. We characterize lots and lots of different things about our products so that we can, as accurately as possible, describe the product characteristics to our potential customers. And one of the areas that we worked on here, especially during the during the 2000s, I guess you would say, was to develop a way to routinely characterize hybrids for mid-season brittle snap susceptibility. And this led or came about through a number of steps, which we were kind of the epicenter of these developmental steps, incorporating different ways of doing this and so forth, working with our technology groups and our equipment groups, and finally have developed what we consider a quite accurate field assay, if you would, for mid-season brittle snap evaluation. And it the culmination of this is a machine which we have been using for about the last 6 or 7 years, which somewhat simulates a windstorm. And we can move it through the field and challenge plants and lots of plots and lots of hybrids and so forth in any given period, and then compare those data with check hybrids that we know quite a bit about and can rate, if you would, the experimental materials for their susceptibility or tolerance to that trait. And probably one key way to summarize this is that over the last 5 years, we have actually raised the score, if you would, to evaluate hybrids, one full score for better tolerance to mid-season brittle snap. And that has come about because we had this reliable, repeatable field assay. Now, our team here at York was prime in terms of working on that, but we had a lot of other people in our, like I said, in our equipment group and the computer group and so forth, all working together on this project to get to this point with this development. And an offshoot of this has been, not only has this machine led us to have this kind of an improvement in the mid-season brittle snap score, but we've also modified that equipment so that we can do root lodging evaluation as well. And both of those traits don't always happen every year, but to be a reliable means of selection pressure, you've got to have data every year. And so our mechanization of those measuring mid-season brittle snap with a field assay and root lodging resistance has allowed us to be much more aggressive in terms of throwing out the bad materials and advancing the good materials. And this has been really quite an advancement within our characterization group.
Okay, so as you get ready to wrap up your career here in the seed side, if you were to stay around, what are some of the things that you're saying to yourself, boy, I'd like to help see that happen down the road?
Yeah, well, that's a good question, because there's a lot of things we've been involved with, and there are some of them we would have liked to have seen a little bit more fruition, but we've been involved in doing drought tolerance evaluations here at York over the years, actually since the station was started in 1957. That's been the prime goal of the breeders here at the station, and seeing products coming through now that have a repeatable improvement in terms of drought tolerance is really good. We've got things coming that are maybe a few years away yet, and that would be able to layer on top of what we've done with conventional breeding in terms of drought tolerance improvement. It would be interesting to see those things come to fruition, but I think I'm going to have to get out of here and miss out on seeing those things, maybe. And there have been other developments, too. The utilization of techniques to put materials within the plant itself so that the plant can produce insect protection proteins, for example, has been a huge development in the last 10 to 15 years. And there's going to be some even more advances in that area that will be interesting to follow. Albeit I'll have to follow it from afar. But those areas of improvement of the corn material that we offer in terms of hybrids have been really fruitful to watch, and are going to be very interesting to watch for additional advances in the very near future. There's other types of things going on that you'd always like to see the thing finished, but so be it. That has to, sometimes that has to be done by other folks, and we've got a talented group of folks working on those things here at York. That's one of the things that'll be probably a key item that I'll miss, and that is the colleagues and staff which we've built here at York to be able to do these kinds of research and getting people in place to allow their expertise to come forward and contribute in many, many ways to the development of new and improved hybrids and varieties.
Well, Leroy, congratulations on a fine career and good luck in the next stage of your life there.
Well, Ken, I really appreciate it, and we really appreciate the agricultural coverage that you folks provide. That, I think, gets our message out as far as the improvements and the capabilities of developments within the industry overall for the betterment of everyone. We have a really good long-term goal in terms of trying to double our productivity within our breeding programs in terms of the productivity of hybrids, and we want to double the rate of genetic gain so that we can provide for adequate food and fiber production in the future with the increasing population and increasing demands and so forth. So it's been an interesting time to be in agriculture, to see all the developments that have come about with regard to transgenic materials and so forth, and looking forward to lots of additional things coming in the not-so-distant future. I appreciate your interest and your call.